Do you remember WWJD? I think we all kind of went through that and had bracelets and different things. What would Jesus do? Well, the question that I want to share with you today is, how much time do you spend with God? That's a challenging question, and I know it's personal, but really, how much time do you spend with God? And I don't mean going like on mission project or attending meetings at church or hosting a big event or other things that are church related. Obviously, some of us will be attending church on Sunday, but what about the rest of the week or the rest of the day today? Well, do you take time to be intentional in time out? We think about the kid, we're going to put you in time out. But I think sometimes we need to have a little time out time from all activities, the expectations, the schedules, the responsibility, to really just sit at the feet of Jesus. The Word is the way to life. I think we should, because Jesus certainly was the Word manifested in the flesh, and we can learn a lot from Him. Amen? Then you can hear God's voice amidst the din of culture, or even in your own household, or sometimes like me in my frantic mind. It's crazy. But being present has to do with our culture and a challenge for any relationship, let alone our relationship with God. Even the concept of the Sabbath in our culture has developed into a me time, this is me time commodity. So the key word in the occasion, as we all know, is God's time is nothing like our time. And Sabbath time was meant essentially as a suppression of time, our ability to step out of time into sacred space in which we simply revel in the presence of God. Think about that for a minute. Our busyness, our distractions, our stresses, our deadlines, our pressure cooker moments, they all occur to be obsessive courtship with time. Well, we essentially, I think, measure our lives in segments and fill each bite with task, an activity, work, or other fellows. We want to be busy all the time. Even in our leisure time is measured and loaded as well. Well, this is something we like to do. The human urge to do effectively rules our lives, doesn't it? Keeping us engaged and busy and invested in getting things done. Most of us find it actually fairly difficult to simply be, to let me set a little time aside for you and for me, or are distractive. And then we do that, then we're urged to fill it. We see suspension of time, not as a presence, but as a doing nothing. A me day. A Ralphie day. Wow, even the nothingness is defined by time and doing. So when we do nothing, many of us feel lazy, guilty, anxious, and worried about, we're not getting this done or that done. And yeah. Granted, at times, we do need to be busy. But how busy is too busy is the question, especially when it comes to making time for God. My friend and colleague, and I've been ministering with him for years, following a lot of his writings, is Len Sweet. And he playfully calls the Christian tendency towards distraction from Jesus is JDD. Huh. Okay, preacher, what's JDD? Jesus deficit disorder. Jesus deficit disorder is the human disciples' habit for distractions that inhabit our ability to spend quality timelessness with God. I like that Leonard had JDD. This is essentially what's affecting Martha in our scripture today. Martha has a case of JDD. Now, we know that Martha and Mary and Lazarus were supporters and friends of Jesus, and we know that Jesus spent a good deal of time with them and at their home in Bethany. He had meals with them. He sat at their table frequently and no doubt spent some of the Jewish holidays with them. and their guests. He loved them dearly. And holy moly, we know Jesus likes to eat. I think that, well, you know, when the Christians met, the Christians ate, and if the Christian hadn't ate, they'd never met. But I digress. So when you see this interaction between Jesus and Martha, as Luke described it, we need to be careful not to be misunderstood, because Jesus loves Martha. He likely loves her cooking. He probably admired her efficiency. And, you know, each disciple, after all, has different gifts. So Martha has the gift of hospitality. She got it down cold. She's obviously a great organizer, and she knows how to cater large groups of people and feed them well. But the issue that Jesus cautions her about is not that she should be denying her gifts and her gift to hospitality and having the ability to be of great service to God's kingdom and God's people, and more importantly, to Jesus. The problem arises when her gifts begin to stray from humble and loving service and worship to function of duty, empty liturgies. And problem arises when she concerns herself not only with her distraction, but seeks to instill this sense of busyness and urgency for detail and function in her sister Mary as well. So when our faith becomes dead and doing things by rote, empty, ritualistic, habitual, tradition-based, instead of vibrant, vital, alive, passionate, it no longer serves the kingdom of God, but only our own sense of busyness. Now, Jesus, he's not worried that his dinner will be less than perfect or cold or delayed. No, he is more interested in who is at his table and the worship manner in which they take joy in his presence. You know, like loving to be around Jesus. Now, had Martha been delighting in her role as hostess, humbly serving food, and reveling in the feast with Jesus, he would have had no bone to pick with her. But I love the buts and ifs, as you know. But her worship, her prayerfulness, her loving nature was being consumed by her anxiety over the meaningless task of serving and her anger at her sister, instead of service itself. She was going through the motions, oh yeah, but Jesus wasn't in it. We humans are interesting creatures, aren't we? And we're always going to have things to do and people to see and places to go. And whether it's in our personal lives or our community or even the church, we have responsibilities to fulfill and we got to get things done. But when our heart lies and who we focus on makes all the difference. For when our hearts are set at the feet of Jesus, even the most trivial things that we can do become like sweet, fervent prayer. But when we succumb to the JDD, as Len Sweet says, even our worship can become just one more task to be done. You know, most of the New Testament was written in Greek. Now, I'm not going to try to pronounce Greek words and all that, but when you do word studies, you come across these and you look up and see what they mean. And the Greek word used in Luke 10 literally means to be dragged away or drawn away. And that was Martha's focus or task to be done. She found herself drawn away from focus on God. Now, Jesus didn't admonish her. He's encouraging her with his words and refocus to draw again closer to God so that her service flows from her love of God and their love of Jesus. Now, Jesus knows that Martha loves him. No doubt about that. He does not doubt that for a moment. He knows our hearts also and our love too. Therefore, he invites all of us to draw closer to God, to draw closer to him so that all we do flows from a heart steeped in our relationship with our Creator through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So when our service flows from our relationship with God, no matter how much we find ourselves doing and being and certain and sure and fixed on foundational things built upon and filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit of Jesus. And that makes all the difference. So whether a person or a church or any other entity within our world, our attention to God always makes the difference. And Jesus calls us today, therefore, not to ignore our gifts or stop serving in the ways that nurture the body of Christ. No, it's surrounding neighbors, but to pay attention to the state of our heart. And namely, who resides within that heart? Well, I hope and pray that you take this and you think about that, some of the things that we do. And it is a hard thing as we come and worship the Lord today. And I pray that you may be blessed in all of your life and your ministry and your service. But you know, the thing that we need to make sure is we keep Christ at the center in all that we do. In Jesus' name, have a good day.